Okay, so let's try this shit again.
Take two.
I just knew we was gonna start having issues and shit, but okay.
We're gonna push through.
All right, so if you guys didn't hear or we don't edit it, this episode is about it. Obviously, you know it's Mental Health Monday, but this episode is about trauma.
Should I
We're
do a
gonna,
pop-up?
yeah, do a pop up.
Okay. This from the Yay You collection. Not Yay Me, London Tempted, but Yay You. So it says, Shine With All You Have by Kaylin S. Irons.
That was cute. It was all short compared to like the ones I be getting.
I
I like
like
the
that.
longer ones, but still, that's cute. That's cute.
I had a different one at first, but it had a word in there that I didn't know how to pronounce, and I didn't want to look like an
Do it.
idiot. No.
What is
Okay.
it?
Okay. I'm gonna do it. But listen, English was not
Don't
my
blame us.
first. It said, you have no idea how utterly unprecedented you are.
Unprecedented, present.
Unprecedented, something
Take
that
a
you
picture of
are.
that
So
shit.
I didn't know what it said, you
Okay,
know, but
you
it is
got
what
it.
it is.
It sounded really nice though. When I see the word and put it there, it sounds nice. Anyways.
It was that word. I know that word.
Yeah,
You know
exactly.
that word. If you can pronounce that word, you're amazing.
The fuck? Anyways, today is Mental Health Monday, y'all. And as I said, we're speaking about trauma. We'll talk about 10 ways that I've found that we can heal from trauma, how trauma can affect a person, and we'll also discuss how trauma actually affects relationships and stuff. But I mean, from Zay and I's point of view, if she has a relationship that's been affected by trauma and things like that. So this will be a
Oh,
fun episode.
absolutely.
This nigga.
I've been dying for that, but
Anyways, let's start from the top and work up to that, all right? Okay. So trauma is an emotional response to terrible events. For example, it can be natural disasters, assaults like we usually hear, or accidents. I found 10 ways that we can heal. Did you find any ways that we can heal from trauma or anything that you can suggest before I get into them?
I found a few things that I could suggest, but I didn't like go searching on the internet. It was just from what doctors have told me.
Okay, so no, go ahead with that, and then I'll follow up with the ones that I found on the internet.
Okay, so when it comes to trauma, everybody deals with it differently. No one deals with it with their own set way. So some people are more artistic, so drawing out the traumatic events and going over it when talking to someone who you deem trustworthy is one way. And finding a support system. Your support system don't have to be your family.
Facts.
It could be a made family. A made family is a family that you've created with friends,
Yeah.
co-workers, something like that. Another one is just writing it down. Write down your traumatic experience. What made it traumatic to you, and what do you think you could do to make it seem less traumatic? Or steps of recovery, you know.
So, do you think writing it down actually helped you? Because I feel like it helped in the beginning, but it didn't help later on.
Absolutely. Not only that, but we're in that age now where we're doing more texting. You can open up your notes and make it seem like you're sending a text message to whatever hurt you and not send, like just delete it. Or you could go to that person's name, write out a whole paragraph and not send it. Just
Do
delete the
not
whole
send
thing.
it. Yes,
Do
like
not. I'm not telling you
everybody
to
be like,
send it.
oh, it was an accident. No, it wasn't. You know damn well you
No.
did.
I just went through a traumatic thing and I think I deal with it pretty damn good.
She dealt with it very petty, but she dealt with it very well.
Yeah, we
Is
hear about that on our
it wine now?
wind down,
Okay.
which is going on this Friday.
That's gonna be hilarious. Okay, anyway. Okay. Are you done with the ones that you guys suggested?
Yes.
Absolutely. Okay. So get ready for the list, because this. So the first one was acknowledge the event. Then we have accept support, practice self-care, focus on your physical health, practice mindfulness and meditation, do something fun and creative each day, avoid addictions, get back into your routine, journal your experience, as you said, and don't rush the process. So out of those 10, have you, besides the journaling piece, have you tried to do any of those?
Don't rush the process.
Broski.
I got this thing where it's like, I might be feeling like this, but 5 years from now, I won't be feeling like this.
Yeah. I have to agree with that, because I think in my traumatic experience, I was always like, I'm okay. What, I always lied. Like, y'all would be looking like, girl, okay, as long as you believe that. But I had to trick myself into believing that I was okay. It wasn't until I finally accepted the bullshit and was like, I'm really not okay. I'm like, even though everybody could tell I wasn't good, I just wanted to rush out of it, because I was like, I don't like this feeling. I want it over and done with. And the more I can bullshit it, the more I can hide it, the quicker it'll be over. That's a lie. Don't do that. Don't do that shit. But other than that, I've only done two other ones, which was practice self-care, which is where my self-love day came in, and when I was so big on like dating myself, and then focus on your physical health. Now, when they say this, do not do what I did. I became a gym rat, but really in an unhealthy way. And I mean, I almost hurt myself on top of having my health issues. So be very careful when you go to the gym, especially when you're hurting, because yeah, you can either make it a good thing or a bad thing. And it's real sucky when it becomes an unhealthy situation.
My intrusive thought just said, hurt yourself, but don't hurt yourself.
Yeah, don't do that.
Don't.
For a mental health Monday, let's not listen to her, okay? Like,
No, I just said intrusive.
Yeah, like, what the hell?
Don't hurt yourself. But talk about it for sure.
See, I'm weird. So I don't... Honestly, I love it. So when it comes to the talking piece, I find it easier to talk to a stranger than talk to anybody I know. And it sounds so weird, but I used to hate that shit when people used to come up to me and start talking about their day. I'm like, what the fuck makes you think that I'm the person that want to hear this? But I loved it too, but it was just creepy, because I'm like, okay, you explained a bad day. I don't know if you're finna turn around and beat my ass or some shit, because you might want to spaz out or some shit. But now I'm starting to get what people was doing. It's so much easier to talk to a fucking stranger that you'll never see again. And they really don't give a fuck about your issue, nor do they know the people in your situation. So it's a lot easier.
Absolutely. I do security. So people stop by me all the time and tell me something. And afterwards, they're like, I feel so much better.
Yeah. Which it feels good.
I listen.
Yeah. And just don't give advice if you talking about some hurt yourself and shit. Don't do that.
Nah. Sometimes I will be like, do you want me to listen or do you want me to respond?
Facts. Because there's a difference.
There definitely is.
And do you want to hear the truth, or do you want me to fucking sugarcoat it where you feel like you always right? Because
that part. Also, trauma does affect relationships, like Jay said. If you deal with a lot of trauma and you're bringing that into your relationship, you shouldn't be in a relationship. You have to fix that part before you bring all of that into your relationship, because then you don't know, you could be creating an even more traumatic experience for your partner.
Facts. Which is the reason why I don't.
For both of you guys.
I can agree to that, because that's the reason why I don't date. And most people, I have people I talk to, don't get me wrong, but I will not make it official, because I know, one, I still have a lot of trauma that I don't think will help the next person who deals with me. And I hate saying the word deals with me, but like, that's pretty much what it is. It's so much trauma in my past that I didn't heal from, that if I were to accept somebody in my life, I feel like I would screw up their life. That sounds so bad, but like, it is what it is. Let's be honest. I don't have the heart to kind of torture someone else just to like say, oh, I love you, but X, Y, and Z is wrong with me, and you're just going to have to deal with it. I don't know how to cope with my trauma, which leads to me not dating. So yeah. Don't fuck people up. I hate saying it like that too, but don't fuck people up.
I'm newly single, so And that experience, people would think, wow, that's so traumatic of how it went down. But to me, I'm like, no, I feel light. I feel like a weight was lifted off of my shoulders, and all the traumatic things that was going on in my head, it's like, poof, it's gone. It's not like to say sometimes ending everything just like that is the best option, but sometimes you bring on trauma to other people and you don't realize it. And when that other half is gone, you feel a lot better. Now, that doesn't mean that you didn't love that person. It just meant that they came with so much unhandled trauma.
Yeah.
And you couldn't handle that yourself, but you wanted to stick around because you love that person. But then, like, everything leaves, and then when that person leaves, all of your worries, all of the mental issues you was dealing with, everything leaves too, and you become a lot happier and peaceful. So sometimes it's not your trauma, sometimes it's other people's trauma that you're carrying. You have to,
it's like bittersweet.
Yes, absolutely.
I think one thing people do have to realize is, like, for me, the best example I can also give with the relationship part is people tend to fail to realize that sometimes you can lose your memory. And that's part of my problem with relationships. A lot of people think that, like, oh, she's bullshitting. You can't possibly forget. You can't forget all of this. There's a space in my life that I don't remember. I can't remember past the 8th grade year. So I think now with the dating and possibly adding on some more trauma, I don't want any more trauma where I lose any more pieces of my life. And I don't think people get that. And it's called dissociative amnesia. But it also plays a part in my anxiety and a part in my PTSD. So I think sometimes, I hate to say it, and I'm not making an excuse for anybody doing shady ass shit. For me, I'm so complicated when it comes in a relationship because I'm so triggered by shit that I don't even realize triggers me, which is why I said, again, I won't date, because there's so much trauma there that I can't even heal because I don't know what the fuck is fucking me up anymore.
And you know what's crazy that you thought about when I think about it? Within my last relationship, I developed social anxiety. And I'm a social butterfly. I was always a social butterfly. But within that last relationship, I developed social anxiety, and I did not know why. Then, now I feel like I could just go out and socialize.
Aww.
Like, I could just go out, socialize, be freely, do whatever I want.
You know,
and not care.
That's funny that you say that, because I always feel like it's crazy how, you know how people always have these relationships, and it's like, as soon as you let go of that person, your life just blossoms. Like, what the fuck is that? And then I'm like,
I've been having, you guys don't understand, like, I legit been having so many blessings that all I want to do is just cry. Within the last few days, it's just been nothing but blessings just pouring into my bowl and over. And I'm just like, thank you, thank you, thank you, God, for all of what you're doing. Thank you for allowing me to fully let go and not hold any grudges, not be angry, not be bitter, let go all that trauma. And thank you so much for bringing me closer to the people I was drifting away from.
Facts.
Because I was carrying not only my trauma, but my partner's trauma as well.
That shit is sick. Yeah. When they tell you you can pick up other people's, like, baggage, pretty much, that shit is sick, because you really do. And some of the times, you don't even realize you're doing that shit.
Exactly. But this isn't me going around to bash my previous partner or anything, because you learn and you live. And as I told him, it was just there to pass time for the people who is really supposed to help us get to another level, the people who is really supposed to connect to us spiritually, you know? So it's a bittersweet thing because I didn't feel that hurt or I didn't feel none of that. And then, you know, when you're dealing with a traumatic event, you sometimes hyperventilate. Sometimes you become even more stressed that you pass out. You can't eat, can't sleep or anything like that. But I noticed I did go one whole day without eating, but it wasn't because I was so upset to eat. I was just too happy that I couldn't eat. I went to work the very next day smiling from ear to ear. And everyone was looking at me like, whoa, the person that I normally have a clap back for with everything. I did nothing, but I was so kind to that person. It creeped them out. And I'm like, I'm just so happy. And they're like, we could tell. When I explained the experience, they're like, bro, you just went through a traumatic experience. Are you sure you're Are you in the 5 stages of grief? And I'm like, no, absolutely. It may sound traumatic to you, but it's not traumatic to me. I feel fine. I feel fine.
Mm-hmm. That's the fun part about, like, and I shouldn't even say fun, but it's crazy because that's why I'd be so, like, protective of everyone's situation because people fail to realize trauma is trauma regardless. I don't give a fuck what's small to you. It might be gigantic to somebody else. And people just don't get that. And I'm like, your life probably wasn't as tough as that motherfucker. Or they had it so good that this little, you break a fucking bike and they'll remember it for 50 fucking years because their life wasn't as traumatic as yours was. Like, it kills me to hear how insensitive some people are to other people's shit. Because even with my shit, I know, like, sometimes I can get, like, pissed off, but I've always been an angry person. But mm-hmm. to hear how, like, I've changed as a kid, and my mom's like, you used to be the happiest child. And I'm like, since when? I promise you, I never knew when the fuck I was happy last, ever. And people used to be like, I remember just in middle school in itself, like, people used to be like, she's such a bitch. No, I was getting tortured every fucking day before I came to school. And then every day afterwards. Nobody understood why I was acting how I was acting. Sometimes trauma is not the shit that's, like, popping up in people's face. It's the shit that happens up behind scenes and just small stuff would trigger it because a saying or the way the words were used or maybe just getting accused of something. Other things lead to how people react. So you have to be very fucking careful.
Ooh, I didn't think of that part either. That is definitely true.
Like, just watch it because I don't know. Sometimes, and then you got to think too. I think my biggest fear with the whole trauma stuff with us having kids, bro, you know how hard we be trying not to have our kids relive the same shit we went through. What if we causing trauma? Like, that sounds so fucked up, but like,
no, because and it's not funny. I'm thinking, I gotta ask my kids, am I traumatizing you?
Oh, God, please tell me, am I? Am I? Because, like, because I know that sometimes...
Tell me.
I'd rather them tell me because, like I said, as I just said, I was always that angry person. Where yes. I do know when I first had her, I was the angry mom because there was a lot of shit going on and people just seemed like, oh, she's the bitter mom, she's this and that and blah, blah, blah. But nobody seen the behind the door scenes of what was being said about me, how lonely I was, how isolated I was, and how hard I was trying. So, like, that those small words of, you bitter bitch, you this and that and blah, 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 I was popping off on anybody that said that shit. And it didn't make my case look any better. It just made me look more like a bitter person. So the trauma from that shit on top of the trauma from the childhood and trauma from the abuse and the assaults and all of that stuff, it was just like, I'm tired. So I'm gonna be traumatized. I chose to be traumatized by a lot of stuff too, I will say that. But like, yeah.
Yes, like traumatic events can trigger down to your kids, unfortunately. And I wasn't the only one that just went through this traumatic thing too. My children had to go through it as well. So I had to talk to them and ask them like, hey, how does it make you feel? Are you okay? In which they said, you know, the first day it was hard. It was hard the first day. We cried the first day. But afterwards, it's okay. It's okay. So I was like, okay, mm-hmm. at least I know they are fine.
That's good.
They are absolutely okay. Nothing. They're not hurt. Their feelings not hurt. None of that. So now they know they did absolutely nothing wrong or anything like that, and I wouldn't want them to think they did something wrong.
That I definitely understand. I think we need to start asking our kids more. Like, yeah, we need to start asking them more, like, okay, I know I'm traumatized by this, and explaining. For some reason, parents don't feel like they have to explain to their kids. I try to explain to my child, but I also realize that sometimes I'm impatient, and I'm so worried about the stuff that I have going on that sometimes I fail to be like, okay, you need to be calm and realize that she don't really understand why you're saying X, Y, and Z. And this is purely because you're traumatized. But I also know that too, because they're so young, you can't explain every fucking thing to them.
Absolutely. You can't. It's going to take time. The thing about it is my oldest is 10, my youngest is 4. So my oldest knew what was going on. My middle child knew what was going on. My youngest boy, he knew what was going on. My 4-year-old, she didn't really know what was going on. And she still don't know what's going on.
Aww.
Because that person held, like, was close to her heart. And that is what broke me down. It wasn't anything else but that. Everything else, I was fine. I was fine with everything else. I didn't care. It is what it is. I'm a person where I'm like, things happen for a reason. It is what it is. And if it was meant to be, it would have been. It would have been. And my thing was, I thought about, like, I don't want my kids to go through this and it traumatizes them to the point where they don't want to try relationships out when they get older. Because they seen all of this stuff happening, you know?
So yeah, that's definitely, yeah, damn, we really got to start asking our kids more shit. That shit make me really think now. But with that being said, y'all, Mental Health Monday is only supposed to be about 20 minutes. We're a little bit over that, but I want to leave with just this quote that I found about healing as well. And it's a long one, but it's not too long. It's by an anonymous person, goddammit. It says, healing isn't walking away, isn't hiding. There is so much desire to let it go, but it's impossible to let go of something that is inhabited in your body. You must see it through. You must nurture it. Work at it from all sides and say, you are within me, but you are not me. Again, that's anonymous person. I thought that was cute. I like that.
That is so cute.
It was cute.
Thank you for this episode.
Bye.
Bye.
Welcome back, you guys. Y'all, I'm so excited to say that Venting Space with Zay and Jay is back. We will be with you guys every other Wednesday with the weekly discussion and every Monday with a Mental Health Monday. Y'all, stay tuned for all the other surprises that we have this season. This is a new beginning for Zay and I, and we are so excited to share it with you guys. If you ever want to become a part of the conversation or just get your point across, have any questions, comments, or concern, send an email to VentingSpaceWithZay.J@gmail.com. Almost messed it up, but I got y'all. Again, it's VentingWithZay.J@gmail.com, and we will be sure to get back with you guys. Thank you so much for the love and support, and I hope you enjoy this season.